If I had a dollar for every girl that found me unattractive, they'd eventually find me attractive.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Sometimes kids believe the funniest things. A kindergarten teacher asked a child in her class to explain his drawing. It was of a nativity scene inside an airplane. The boy said it shows Mary and Joseph on the flight to Egypt. The guy in the cockpit? Pontius the pilot. I would have put a kid that smart straight into seventh grade. One lady said, I used to believe that I could contact God by tying a letter to a helium balloon and letting it go in my backyard. Hey, I haven't tried that. Maybe it works. A father read a Bible story to his son about how Lot was warned to take his wife and flee out of the city. Lot's wife looked back and was turned to a pillar of salt. The boy asked, what happened to the flea? A 3-year-old named Caitlin was learning the Lord's Prayer. Her mother listened proudly as she finished, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from email. Amen. I've felt like that sometimes. Well, there's lots of misinformation out there about God and the Bible. Kids aren't the only ones duped. According to the Bible Society UK, nearly 1 in 4 adults in the United Kingdom think the story of Superman can be found in the Bible. A considerable number of respondents to another poll indicated that the Sermon on the Mount was preached by Billy Graham. How well do you know the Bible? It's time to find out in our second Laugh Again Bible quiz. Question 1. Adam and Eve had 2 sons. The firstborn was A, Cain, B, Abel, or C, Bob. The answer is definitely not Bob. It's A, Cain. Next question is a little tougher. After the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat, which bird did Noah first send out to find dry land? A, a raven, B, a dove, or C, a partridge in a pear tree? Genesis 8:7 tells us that Noah first sent out a raven. Question 3. The book of Hesitations is found in A, the Old Testament, B, the New Testament, or C, neither. The answer, neither. It doesn't exist. Now for a tough one. Question 4. Moses watched God part the Red Sea, but someone else watched water divide before crossing over. Who was it? Was it A, Elisha, B, Jonah, or C, Tom? The answer, A. In 2 Kings 2:14, Elisha struck the water with Elijah's coat, and the water divided. Those amazing prophets. Question 5. The first 4 books of the New Testament are called A, the Epistles, B, the Apostles, or C, the Gospels. The answer is the Gospels. They are 4 separate accounts of Jesus' life written by 4 different authors. Question 6. Who coined the term born again? A, Jimmy Carter, B, the Apostle Paul, or C, Jesus Christ. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3:3, I tell you the truth. Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. At the end of the day, it isn't our Bible knowledge that's going to save us. It's faith in God's Son, Jesus. That's the reason we read the Bible, not to fill our heads with knowledge, but to come to know the author. When we explore Scripture, we aren't just reading a book. We are encountering a person and reading his love story. So dust off a Bible and read it today. By the way, how did you score on our test? 6 correct? Magnificent. 3 or more? Way to go. Less than 3? Well, we have one more question for you. What was the longest day in history? Adam's first day. That's right. Just ask Adam. He'll tell you. It had no Eve.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.